This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:07. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. So recently, people received a bunch of odd emails and messages, supposedly from My Sujathra. Some people even got Rickrolled. So we're going to look into it.
Yes. So this people became aware of it after users complained, right, to My Sujathra via the help desk and social media. And I think, as you may have surmised with emails and messages being involved, there were a bunch of different things being sent. So, for example, some people received OTPs, and some of these were, which I think most of us would be familiar with from making payments online, banking and the like. And some of them were received at odd hours, and they were asking users to verify their check-in registrations into premises. People also received spam emails, some including images of Rick Astley singing Never Gonna Give You Up. So, someone with a very specific internet sense of humor, I think. And one user also shared a screenshot of a prank email from My Sujathra that essentially said, you've tested positive for COVID. Nah, joking, plenty of exploits to show, which is, again, I think just to give you the general tone of what was being sent out. So the My Sujathra team has said that the check-in QR registration function was misused by malicious scripts, and that was why the OTPs, for example, were sent.
So the thing is, weird humor aside, I think you can easily tell why this would probably cause a lot of people to feel anxious or to feel worried, because, I mean, My Sujathra is an app that we use so much. We do put a fair amount of our information into it, not in the least our whereabouts on any given day. Now, the Health Ministry has assured people that no user data was leaked in the My Sujathra database, and initial investigations by the Malaysian National Cybersecurity Agency has found that, as you said, it was due to the misuse of the application programming interface. Now, this, I think, is something that we're going to get into a little bit more later, because I can't claim to really understand what that means. But I think the takeaway from this is this incident has not compromised our personal data. However, I think it does sort of open up questions in terms of security for the app in general, perhaps gaps that need to be addressed.
Yeah, because this is a concern that I think generally when a lot of information is centralized, this is a worry that people have. But also because My Sujathra has become by design integral to daily life. It's something that we're being told constantly to use. It's how most of us, all of us, you know, who are vaccinated, got vaccinated. It is how we enter premises. It's going to factor into our ability to travel if we're asked about it. You know, so all these different things, right, all stem from My Sujathra. I remember there was also discussion about the different ways in which the app itself could branch out. And so when we think about those conversations and when we look about and we look at the actual usage of it right now, you're right. I mean, looking at how secure it is and whether or not something like this affects the level of trust that people have in its security, which I think is hard earned, you know, a lot of people had concerns about it, and the trust that is placed in it is actually something that's quite hard earned. It took a while to come by. So the question, therefore, of how this will impact the way people feel about the app, how it might impact the way people feel about providing more information to the government if we're asked to, all these things do factor in.
Yeah, so I think there really are two components to this conversation. On the one hand, the actual tech aspect, what happened, what can be done better. But really, that psychological aspect, the trust aspect, is as important, because if we want continuous buy-in to this app, to other apps like these, which the government might put out in terms of, you know, for whatever reason, for the people, this is something that needs to be taken into account, because if there's no buy-in from us, then these apps have no use. Let us know, how do you feel about this? Did you receive any odd messages from My Sujathra? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we'll be speaking with CF Fong, who is CEO and cybersecurity consultant for LGMS. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Building fit Malaysians, BFM 89.9.
It is 5:13. Well, 5:14, really, and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And today we are discussing something that happened a little bit earlier this week. The odd emails that people were getting from MySajatra, emails and SMSs. And so we're getting into what that might mean, what needs to be done. And in a larger sense, people's trust when it comes to apps like MySajatra. Do send your thoughts our way. How do you feel about this? Did you receive any odd messages from MySajatra? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We're now joined by CF Fong, CEO and cybersecurity consultant for LGMS. CF, thanks for being with us again.
Hi, thanks, Sharmila and Lynn. Good to see you guys.
So the Health Ministry has said that the spam emails and the fake SMSs sent to MySajatra users was due to the misuse of its application programming interface. Now, could you explain what this means?
Yeah, sure. Let's start with what is an API first. What is an application programming interface, right? So you see, when we use a mobile applications, let's say when we use MySajatra to make inquiries. For example, we want to look at what are the number of infections that happened today, right? So the mobile app itself is actually making a call to the server. Now, at the server end, there's something called application programming interface, API, on the server, which receives the call request from the mobile app. And then in turn, when the server receives the call, the server will process the request and then send the data back to the mobile app. That's how we can look at the numbers of the infections that happened today. So essentially, when we make a call to the API gateway, when we make a call to the server in a way, the server will either execute an action or the server will return some data to our application. So this is what API gateways are used for. So what happened was that someone actually found a way to make an API call to the server and tell the server to do something, including sending out OTP, SMSs, and also sending out emails, you know. So that was what happened. And because the API gateway is such a flexible and powerful way for applications to function, right? So all API calls, we usually have strong authentication put in place to ensure no illegal API calls can take place, actually.
So is what happened here hacking?
Well, based on what I understand, right, some users received the OTP was because the API in MySajatra did not have a strong authentication mechanism in place, right? So when one discovered the methods to make calls to the API, and one can then force MySajatra server to trigger and send out OTP and send out SMSs to phone numbers, to email addresses. In a way, you can say that whoever who is triggering this API call, in a way, is also a form of hacking. Yeah.
So generally speaking, now, a lot of this is functioning through the QR code scanning system. How secure are QR codes? Are they easy to breach? Could you help us understand this?
Well, QR code itself is a totally separate topic, right? So what happened was the function that got triggered was the function that was used to generate the QR code. So essentially, the more important thing is that what we realized from this incident is that we did not see the authority or the developers actually put in a lot of concentration in doing security assessment on the applications, particularly when your applications are making API calls. We actually need to test not just the application security itself, but we also need to test on the server end, on the application API end, to see if the API able to know who is calling it. Right. If we do not do any authentication, meaning that if we simply accept any calls from anywhere, that's what happened, what we have witnessed this week.
So if we look at the OTP, right, the one-time password, most people are used to getting that message in a situation where there's a lot of security involved. You're thinking about your payments, things like that. But with receiving this OTP, how might it compromise one's security, if at all?
Well, I think... we can choose to believe what the government tell us, that no data leak has happened through this incident, right? But I think for whoever who received the OTP, what we should be more concerned with is actually that, it's sad for me to say that, and also I kind of pessimist when I say this, most malicious personal data is already out there. You know, most of our personal data has already out there due to, the series of data leak incidents that happened before. So I think nowadays, when we talk about personal data, when we talk about concerns about personal data, what we should be more concerned is the strategy that we're going to apply to protect ourselves. Now, the strategy, what I'm referring to is how we're going to react when somebody use our personal data and contact us to say even to perform a scam or to try to convince us to do something that we wouldn't normally do. And that is actually more important nowadays for us to think how to react to this kind of calls and this kind of context coming from so-called authorities.
Now, that said, according to the health ministry, the private data of MyStratra users in this incident wasn't breached. Okay. Do we know this for sure? What does this incident indicate about the security of our data?
Well, personally, I do not know for sure whether the data has been compromised or not, but it's up to the individual to trust what the government said. Now, but based on what being reported officially, we did not hear any data leak coming from MyStratra app. But nevertheless, I do suggest the government to perform audit and on all the APIs on the app to ensure that the API calls that involve data management has to be secure. I mean, for end users like us, there isn't anything that we can do except to hope that the government really taking aggressive actions in doing the audit and assessment.
So you mentioned audit there, and I wanted to know what security tests do app developers generally run? And I'm not just talking about before they release the application, but also on subsequent updates, because I would assume that has to happen as well.
Yes, exactly. This is a very important question because in practice, developers should always perform penetration testing, security assessment on their applications, number one, prior deploying the applications to the market. And, you know, applications on and off, we do have updates and enhancement to be done on the applications. So it's also very critical to ensure that all of these enhancements and updates to the application are get tested as well. So this is what... This is exactly what the regulated players are doing. Like these organizations coming from financial industries and telecommunication industries, and all the apps coming from financial and telecommunication industry are subject to the regulations. They have to be penetration tested. So I'm seriously hoping that the government actually take this incident as a lesson and focusing on carry out more proactive security testing on any apps that concerns with our personal data actually.
Now, as you touched on earlier, many people already have fears about their data being hacked or stolen. What is your advice to Malaysians? What can we do?
Well, I think, let's accept the fact that our data is out there already. Our data is widely available on the World Wide Web and even on the dark web. So my advice to everyone and all the Malaysians is that have a mindset that our data is already out there. So we just need to be more cautious and careful whenever we receive any form of communications, either it's coming from phone calls, instant messages or emails, and especially when whoever is calling us, when the senders or the callers can spell out about our personal details. Like we still need to maintain our guard and do not simply follow any instructions that we receive, you know, without doing any kind of validations. For example, I mean, we constantly hear people being scammed that, you know, they receive calls coming from authority, like, you know, receive a call from a bank or receive a call from a police station telling them that they're involved in some kind of trouble. And then they just voluntarily follow, you know, the instructions coming from the phone. It's just simply because the caller has so much details about the victim, right? And then it makes the scam call so convincing. So what I would advise to all Malaysians is that whenever we are receiving any calls, whenever we receive any messages from any so-called authority, we just need to gather the details, hang up if you're not sure, and check with friends and families. And if you're really concerned, hang up and call back. You know, call back to the official lines and... you know, this is some piece of advice I would suggest to everyone.
And if we look at the online space, right, what needs to change for our apps and our systems to become more secure?
Well, I think for all the app developers, it is a time to let everyone know that hackers nowadays, they work 24/7, 7 days a week. And hackers are actually using automated tools to look for loopholes on systems, on the applications. So we just need to stay ahead of the hackers, be proactive. Penetration testing and security assessment are some of the things that we have to really incorporate it into our development process. We can no longer say that this is some afterthoughts. You know, whenever we develop any apps or launch any apps, we should incorporate security into it. Otherwise, we are always falling behind the hackers.
CF, thanks for sharing your thoughts with us.
Thank you. Bye.
That was Sia Fong, CEO and cybersecurity consultant for LGMS, speaking to us about the series of rather odd emails and SMSs that were supposedly sent out from MySajatra earlier this week. Send your thoughts our way as well. How do you feel about this? And did you receive any of these messages? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.